Graduating seniors at the University of Arizona are celebrating this weekend. They're happy to be finishing up their studies before heading on to face the challenges of an uncertain job market. One U of A alum who's done very well for herself is Savannah Guthrie. Since graduating in 1993, she's moved from local news anchor to a position as one of NBC's top White House correspondents. And it was just revealed that Savannah will soon begin acting as co-host on The Today Show. It's understandable why the university asked her to be the commencement speaker at this weekend's graduation ceremony. And it gave me a chance to talk with Savannah Guthrie about how she got her start.
So I grew up in Tucson. I wasn't born there, but we moved to Tucson when I was about 3 years old. So Tucson is my home. And I went to the University of Arizona, studied journalism, and graduated from the journalism school in 1993. And I think back then I actually wanted to be a print journalist. I dreamed of being a magazine writer. But I had to get a job part-time when I was in school, and I ended up getting a job actually at KUAT on the student crew at the end of my freshman year. And I worked there for the rest of my college career, doing everything from rolling the teleprompter to running the camera to later running the character generator and even doing some directing. Actually, by the end of my college years, I had hounded the folks at KUAT, who I had gotten to know over those years, to let me do a story, a TV piece. So at the end of my college time, it turned out I had more clips, more experience to show in the TV side than I did on the print side. That just happened to be where my emphasis was. And it was really for that reason that I started thinking, well, maybe I'll send out this tape and try to get a job in some small local news markets. And that's really how I started.
What sort of things are you going to try to impart in your commencement speech to this new graduating class?
First of all, I'm really excited to come back to the U of A. This is my alma mater. I've never given a graduation speech, so it's just an honor and a thrill for me to do it. And I'm trying not to get too intimidated by the prospect of imparting some knowledge to these students. So what I hope to do is just give them a warm, hopefully a little bit funny, send-off into the world. And my frame for it, without giving too much away, is to kind of give them some pieces of what I call unconventional wisdom, the things that no one really ever tells you when you're graduating from school. And I definitely took an unconventional path in terms of my own career. I guess I just hope that they feel inspired that there are lots of ways to accomplish your goals. And it's okay to take your time accomplishing them. I think in our fast-paced world, everybody's in such a hurry. And even though when you graduate from college, it's an exciting time, I'm also cognizant of the fact that it's a frightening time, too. I mean, you're really entering the workforce and entering adulthood in the most real ways. And in terms of our economy, I know it's a frightening time. A lot of graduates worried about getting jobs or getting loans. So all that is in the back of my mind.
Let's talk a little bit about your role as White House correspondent, because that's just got to be a fascinating position and one that people always have questions for you. They always want to know things about the White House, I imagine.
Definitely. So interesting, because the White House Press Corps actually works in the West Wing of the White House. It's famously the place that used to be a pool, and I can't remember now off the top of my head. I think it was Nixon who covered the pool up and turned it into the press room, and it's very tight quarters. Anyone who has ever come and visited me there is always shocked at how tiny it all is. In fact, actually, the whole West Wing is tiny. People are just kind of stacked on top of each other. I always say it's like working in a submarine or something. You have to kind of turn to the side and shimmy past one another. I spend most of my day in a booth. NBC has its own booth. All the networks have a booth. The papers, the wires, everybody's crammed back there. This booth is about the size of a small walk-in closet, and I share it with Chuck Todd, who's my colleague at the White House, and a couple of producers, and you really get to know one another when you're in a closed space like that. But the White House Press Corps, we all travel together. We travel around the world. You know, we cover these events, and it's a good, cohesive group. Not that we're not competitive. We are, but there's a definite collegiality there.
How many times have you had the opportunity to sit down with the president?
Oh, quite a few. I mean, I've interviewed him on camera, just an interview that was just me, just once. And that's kind of par for the course. But we, from time to time, the press office will have events you know, where we go have, you know, lunch with the president with a small group. So there's, you know, there've been kind of those events where they're off the record and you just have a chance to chat with him a little bit, but it tends to be a group of reporters. Maybe it's the TV reporters one day and the print reporters the next day. I feel like they've been doing more events like that lately.
How would you describe President Obama as an interview subject?
When you interview him, you know that he is very knowledgeable on the policy. He will give lengthy answers to really try to mention every aspect of the policy that he wants to get out. So you usually are given, in those settings, a limited amount of time. So sometimes the trick is just to be able to get the questions you want to ask out, but you have to walk a line. I mean, it's okay to interject, but there's a fine line where you don't want to be rude. So that's always a challenge. And then, you know, like all news reporters, they want to make news. They want to elicit something from the president. But he knows you want to do that. And so generally speaking, they're working pretty hard not to make news. So that's kind of the dynamic that's going on when you interview the president.
The announcement has just recently been made that you're going to be playing a new role soon at NBC as one of the co-hosts of the Today Show.
Yes, they just announced it this week. I'm really excited. So I'm moving to New York. And I'll co-host the third hour of the Today Show with Natalie Morales and Al Roker. And I'm also going to go back to my roots, my legal roots, as a chief legal correspondent for NBC. So I'll be analyzing some of the cases that the Today Show covers or nightly news. So that's another aspect of the job. And that'll be fun for me because that's what I was doing at Court TV before I came to NBC. I was doing a lot of trial coverage and legal analysis. And I'll probably continue to keep my hand in politics, and I want to stay on top of what's happening in Washington. But this is an interesting new change of jobs for me. I'm really excited.
And you're going to be part of something that has really become an American institution.
David Greger always says this about Meet the Press, and I think the same could be said for the Today Show. It's a national treasure. I think it didn't really hit me until I was standing on the plaza the other day with Matt and everybody, and they were saying, Savannah's going to be part of this team. I think it was at that moment I realized, gosh, this is really happening. And I'm very, very honored to join the Today Show, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
I wonder if the Welcome Savannah signs have already started popping up in the crowd.
I don't know. I might need some Tucsonans to come out and fly the flag. I'm the new girl on the block, so I don't expect a lot of fanfare. But if any Tucsonans come, I'll be happy if they hold a sign.
I bet you will see cactus and coyote and chili pepper-shaped signs out there for you in no time.
Well, that'll just be my mom.
While the exact date hasn't been set yet, Savannah Guthrie starts her new job at NBC's Today Show in mid-June. She'll be delivering the U of A's undergraduate commencement speech at McHale Center on Saturday, May 14th at 9 a.m.